Rach, did you hear about the outbreak of whooping cough in a Mackay school?
Yeah, I did. That's a bit scary, isn't it? I mean, we're all focused on coronavirus at the moment, and then it's like, bam, whooping cough.
Where
lots
that
of people
come from?
Have got it in Mackay.
Yeah, what's the deal, and what do we need to be doing? Well, to give us a few answers, we've got Dr. John from the GP Super Clinic with us right now. Dr. John, how big of a deal is whooping cough?
Look, thanks, Sam. This is really important because, I mean, the trouble with whooping cough, it's actually very common. We get episodes or individuals with whooping cough every single year. And while it's not that serious for older children and adults, we just, you know, adults and older children just get a cough. For kids under the age of 6 months, the death rate is 1 in 200. So for young kids, young babies, this is really, really dangerous. And so the problem with whooping cough is if it's spreading through the community, it's obviously, you know, adults or older children will have this cough, which goes on for months as well. It can actually go on for 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. And so if those individuals are coughing over a young baby that hasn't had a chance to have all their vaccinations, so they're not immune to whooping cough, then that kid and kids under the age of 6 months, as I say, have this just awfully high death rate.
I know when my niece was born, I had to get the whooping cough injection in order to see her. Can anyone go and get that injection? Is that something that you advise people to just go and get, just to get it done?
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's right. So grandparents, when there's new babies coming along, or the parents or the people around those young babies are all encouraged to get a boost of their whooping cough, because the vaccination we have when we're young tends to tail off, our immune levels fall.
What is whooping cough? Is it just like a cold?
It's an unusually small virus it's kind of halfway between a virus. It's called an atypical organism. And the amazing thing about whooping cough is, unlike, say, COVID, where it's spread by droplets, so you cough and it's in the spray, whooping cough is phenomenally infectious. So, for example, if you're in a room and one person in the corner of the room coughs, the whooping cough organism floats through the air and can infect anybody in the room. So, obviously, once you know you have it, you are treated with antibiotics, and that does kill the bacteria or the organism. But unfortunately, the cough keeps on going. You become non-contagious, which is obviously good. That's why it's so important for all kids to be vaccinated through their through their childhood, to get as well protected as possible.
Well, Dr. John, obviously, I hope everyone who's been involved in the most recent cases, anyone seeing a baby, gets themselves treated. They can head to the GP Super Clinic. But Dr. John, thanks for giving us a bit of an info check on this.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Sam. Any other time, let us know.